money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown potatoes.
Hello, this is Will Crisp with Camp Cookin' for Allegheny Mountain Radio. Now, when I was doing a bit of teaching, I always asked my students to make their point immediately. So here's the point and principles of what we'll be discussing. The recipes which will follow are intended for anyone who needs to cook fairly simple but delicious cuisine for guests at a somewhat remote location with focus on outdoor activity. But they're also pretty common sense, and they're as good for the town as they are for the county. Anyone who needs to cook means ladies absolutely included. Preparation and cooking times usually do not run much more than 1 hour. There are exceptions, especially when dishes need to be marinated overnight. Shopping should be as local as possible, or harvested from the backdoor garden, or obtainable within an hour's driving radius. Occasionally, we may need to order online, but we are not flying to the Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco to buy our seafood. So here we go for today. With the hunting season underway, let's do a game and gravy using squirrel as a model, but it's good for venison steaks or rabbit too. Major inputs for this recipe came from R.D. Robinson and the late Sandra Robinson of the Bull Pasture Valley, south of McDowell in Highland County. Here's a bit of background from my own perspective. This recipe is based on one squirrel and can obviously be expanded to accommodate the number of squirrels harvested. Why only one squirrel? Because I hunt with a .22 caliber Henry lever action rifle, and with those squirrels jumping around and barking at me, I'm lucky to bring back a single one. And of course, miss a shot, and off comes the shirt tail. I've got about 15 shirt tails nailed up to my kitchen beam in the house in McDowell. Squirrels were a coming of age. My parents gave me a .22 rifle when I turned 12, and after that I received a single shot 20-gauge shotgun, and I used this to knock down my first squirrel. As young teenagers, my friends and I would go out in the darkness throughout the autumn to get on the stand beneath a select oak tree. I'd sit there and shiver in my thin hunting coat. In those days, usually as Christmas gifts, your parents gave you one hunting coat the first year, then one pair of boots a year later, and the next Christmas, one red and black checked wool hunting shirt, and you made up the rest with old clothes. My friends and I would give each other wool socks as Christmas gifts. That's all we could afford. That was it, meaning many shivering, chilly mornings, no additions unless you got some kind of part-time job and could finance your own gear purchases. Like many young hunters as they grow up, I forgot about squirrel hunting and focused on deer. When I was working in Europe, I was introduced to pheasant hunting, which, in my opinion, was pretty easy shooting compared to hunting quail singles after the covey breaks up into the piney woods. But now I've come back home to squirrels. There's that dark morning sky changing to pink, frost crackling underfoot, a cold sun rising over the mountain, and if that barking squirrel sits still for 2 seconds and you can shoot straight, perhaps there'll be something for the pot. Here's the recipe, game and gravy. Ingredients: game, squirrel, rabbit, venison chops, 6 small white potatoes, 1 onion, 1 bulb garlic, 1 cup carrots, 1/2 cup cooking oil, or we can put in some lard, 1/2 cup white flour, 1 cup milk, 1 cup water, spices, black pepper, cracked red pepper, and sage. Preparation time, 30 minutes. Cooking time, 2 to 2.5 hours, or an additional half hour for venison. Here's the procedure. Preheat oven to 300 degrees. Wash and cube the potatoes. Slice the onions, garlic, and carrots. In an iron skillet with the cooking oil on the stovetop, braise the game 2 to 3 minutes per side and remove from the skillet. Retain all juices in the skillet and return to the stovetop. Add additional cooking oil or lard to the skillet if required. Carefully add spoonfuls of flour until the liquid boils. removing any lumps. By the way, that's where I have a lot of trouble. I have to watch Highland lady cooks very carefully to be sure I understand how they get the lumps out of the gravy. Thin with milk and water. Remove the skillet from the heat when gravy is smooth, noting that it will thicken fast. There's the problem. Return the game to the skillet, sliced up and deboned if preferred. With the spices, add the vegetables to the skillet, cover with a cast iron lid, and place in the oven. Check after 1 hour, turn the game, and stir the vegetables. Add extra milk and water if required. Check after the second hour and serve when game is tender and the vegetables are cooked. I hope you all will enjoy. For Allegheny Mountain Radio with Camp Cookin', this is Will Crisp.
Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown.